The rise of cross-chain bridges in the cryptocurrency landscape has opened the doors to a new era in crypto laundering. With over $1.5 billion in hacked funds flowing through these platforms by early 2025.
Indeed, unlike traditional mixers, cross-chain bridges offer direct asset transfers between different blockchain networks, making them an attractive option for illicit transactions due to their speed, liquidity, and lower regulatory scrutiny.
Understanding cross-chain bridges is key. They allow seamless asset transfers between blockchain networks, ensuring efficiency, speed, and transaction integrity.
This is quite different from mixers that mix funds to hide transaction origins.
Hackers prefer bridges for several reasons. Firstly, the speed they provide is crucial for moving stolen funds swiftly to avoid detection.
Additionally, the liquidity offered by these platforms simplifies converting stolen assets into other cryptocurrencies or fiat currencies.
Moreover, the lower regulatory scrutiny faced by cross-chain bridges compared to mixers creates a more favorable environment for illegal activities.
The implications for cybersecurity are significant. The increasing use of cross-chain bridges for laundering poses challenges for cybersecurity experts and law enforcement.
Tracking and recovering stolen assets becomes increasingly difficult as transactions happen quickly, potentially leading to irreversible laundering before authorities can intervene.
Looking ahead with the evolving cryptocurrency market, cybercriminal tactics will undoubtedly adapt.
It's crucial for investors and regulatory bodies to stay informed about trends in crypto theft and laundering to mitigate risks effectively.
Enhanced monitoring and innovative solutions are vital to combat the sophisticated methods employed by criminals leveraging cross-chain bridges.
To wrap up, the shift from traditional mixers to cross-chain bridges marks a significant advancement in crypto laundering.
Everyone involved in the cryptocurrency space must understand these changes and implement measures to safeguard against the associated risks.